Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review on all these sports talk networks. My name is Rick Tittle, and we just have an hour. We have less than an hour to talk about video games, not just sports video games, but all video games. And we'll do it together at the toll-free line. Don't be shy. Come on in and get heard at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard. Wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands, wherever you might happen to be, 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly girl. You all right, sir? Went off on a tangent there. And not just the toll-free line, you can also write me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can write me an email for a couple of reasons. Number one is to ask me a question, comment, or concern in the video game world, but also use that number, or I should say use that email address to win the video game that I'll be giving away at 40 after the hour with a very simple question. Second correct answer wins. And also, at the end of the show, what I like to do is do a little giveaway of a, well, I say giveaway, a reveal of a cheat code. And if you have a game, especially an older game, you want me to look it up, I'll do that for you as well. Just send the request to rick@sportsbyline.com. So with this show, I'm going to tell you what's new this week. I'm going to get into some video game news. I am going to also let you know some of the trends. This is what we do here. And also, at any point, and sometimes I do interviews with people from the industry. Today, the lines are wide open here as we're getting ready for the Game Developers Conference coming up in about 2 weeks here in San Francisco. Always stuff going on as there as well. All right, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, cable provider, 35 million homes across this country. Also, Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on Sirius XM as well. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. Well, come on back and let's do it.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, thanks so much, and welcome to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Over the years, I have always gotten video games back, or backs, however you want to put it, and too many times people have blame video games for society ills one way or another, a shooting, and they're like, oh, it's the video games. And before that, it was R-rated movies. Before that, it was rock and roll. It was just, you know, you're always going to blame somebody for either mental illness issues or parents not raising their kids right, whatever it is. But video games, I've, over the years, so many times... I've mentioned clinical studies, published studies from great universities, not just in the United States, but in Europe and especially the UK. They've done so much research on it. And for me, and honestly, just to finish up that topic, they almost all those studies show how people who play video games are more socially inclined. They have better cognitive capabilities, learning adaptability, and social skills than kids who don't. And it's just proven facts. Now, everything in moderation. If you sat in your room all night just reading books, you'd say, well, that's good. Is it? Everything in moderation, politics, religion, you don't want to make that your raison d'etre, right? You don't want to just do that. So you don't want to just do anything, you know? It's like, I love a good donut, but if all I did was eat donuts, it would be pretty bad. So with that being said, whenever I see a report that is something positive in the video game world, I remember Ted Cruz blamed video games for a school shooting. you know, it's been proven that video games can offer you hand-eye coordination as well. There's just so many health benefits associated with video games. As long as you don't engage in marathon sessions where you don't get any sleep and you snap on everyone and you're irritable and you're bloodshot eyes because you just, your whole life is the game. Like I said, everything in moderation. Well, according to a pediatric behavioral health specialist, this is on MSN, his name's Dr. Michael Manos of the Cleveland Clinic, he said, a recent study of more than 2,200 children discovered that gamers who played more than 21 hours a week perform better than non-gamers when they were tested for impulsive behavior and memorization. In fact, researchers observed gamers had more activity than non-gamers in regions of their brains that were associated with attention and memory. So Dr. Manos said that through the use of attention control and reward processing, gaming, and of course the gambling world has stolen that word. Gambling world has stolen that word from video games. They don't call it gambling anymore. It's called gaming. But it can positively affect a brain's plasticity. In other words, its ability to change its response earnings. Manos said, quote, like stimulants, video gaming can increase gray matter in the brain. Gray matter provides interconnectivity and allows parts of your brain to communicate with other parts of your brain and advance your self-perception. Aha! So you might remember, and we can talk about the new Pokemon game, but Pokemon Go came out, it's hard to believe, 9 years ago, 2016, which actually encouraged players to go outside in their hometowns. And the premise, of course, hunting for Pokemon on the go with augmented reality, AR. And it motivated people to explore their local areas. And, I mean, you can think about a lot of different things with Wii Fit and the Nintendo Ring Fit Adventure, which is a physical role-playing game. You got to have missions from exercising. You remember those leg strap controllers and fitness boxing? There's all that stuff. But there are a lot of games that require great hand-eye coordination. And Manos said, quote, when you're playing a video game, you got to pay attention to every little thing that comes into your visual field and react to it. Being able to visually contrast, being able to tell the difference between one thing and another is also a skill that can be developed by playing video games. Yes. So they're having quick reflexes can be beneficial in innumerable ways. How about when you're behind the wheel of a car going 75 miles per hour? Stuff like that. It's just a true thing. I think most people who play video games are probably going to grow up and be drivers. Just don't text while you're driving, please. But as I mentioned, another report, social interaction and friendship as well, social connections. And what's funny is usually what people say, the antithesis of that, and that is, oh, people who play video games have no social skills. So Daniel van der Linden, who is an online and gaming expert with The Game Room, gameroom.org, he says, quote, that many people are drawn to video games because they allow you to briefly escape from the stress of everyday life. Some gamers may be particularly drawn to action games that are packed, while others are more drawn to some comforting games to unwind and reset after they have had a busy day. So I like what Manos said about set shifting. He just says we often confuse set shifting with multitasking, but the ability to direct our attention from one task to the next is an important skill to have. People switch tasks all the time. That executive function tends to get a little better when playing a video game. So, once again, the key is moderation. And so we know playing video games is an incredible stress reliever, a much-needed mind boost. So you can play online with your friends. But anything that goes overboard can have a negative impact, of course. You know, and you shouldn't distance yourself from people. I'm not pandering. I mean, some of these things should be self-evident, but I mean, it's sort of like, you know, now parents who say kids should earn their screen time. It just depends on how you want to parent. I remember years ago when I was interviewing Mark Schlereth, the former lineman, I was congratulating him on his son Daniel being a first-round pick of the Diamondbacks in baseball. And I said, that's pretty cool. And he said, the only way he would ever play sports is if he got straight A's. If he ever had a B, I would pull him off the team. And I kind of chuckled, and he goes, I'm not kidding, Rick. If he ever got a B, he would not be allowed to play sports. Okay. Everybody's got their own way of parenting. But if you park a kid and you park a kid in front of a TV, and I don't care if they're playing video games or they're binge watching, I don't care if they're watching Static or Love Boat reruns in Estonian, that ain't good parenting, right? So this isn't a show trying to tell people how to be parents, but what I'm trying to do is just say yet another report, Cleveland Clinic, pediatric behavioral health specialist. Everything that he said was good. There were no buts. Oh, video games can help, but there are no buts. It's just like everything. Once again, keep it in moderation. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come on back on Sports Byline, and we'll talk a little video games on the Video Game Review.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
All right, a little Mario music there. Hey, Rick Tittle back with you. How you doing?
Do you really care?
I hella care. By the way, in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game and I'll let you know the new releases. Yeah, that's right. I said the new releases. One more little science thing I want to get to. Saw a headline on Gizmodo, it said that scientists have developed a device that lets you taste video games. Huh? I know. E-taste. I mean, imagine putting on a VR headset and you're sitting in front of a bacon cheeseburger with fries and milkshake, whatever your thing is.
Rick, I'd actually like a quinoa salad with couscous al dente, chutney reduction,
whatever you're into. But can you imagine sitting down, VR, use your motion controllers, take a big old scoop of ice cream, whatever it is. Now, while you can't feel the coldness yet, maybe you could taste its familiar sweetness. Thanks to a remote tasting device on your lower teeth. This is nothing out of a sci-fi movie. This is something called E-Taste. And the device releases salty, sour, sweet, bitter, and umami chemicals. Hoochie-mami. Umami chemicals directly into your mouth in response remote stimuli. So there was a study published yesterday in the journal Science Advances, and E-Taste could have a variety of applications. Some people are saying weight management. Well, yeah, it's like, oh, I just had a cheeseburger and fries. How many calories was that? About 2,000? Two calories? So this is the thing. They always say that your olfactory nerve and the olfactory, which is your nose. It's not old, Rick. It's old. Whatever. So your olfactory nerve, that was, you know, memory comes from smell. But taste is one of the most difficult senses for machines to stimulate in virtual and augmented reality. This comes from the American Association for Advancement of Science. But they have tested E-Taste in 16 human users, okay, and they were trying it out, and they were trying to get people to taste chicken soup. And so this device uses NaCl, which is apparently salt, citric acid for sour, glucose for sweet, and MgCl2, which is a bitter type of salt. And I'm sure the people who have taken sophomore high school chemistry that are probably screaming, Rick, that's magnesium chloride. Well, whatever it is. I'm saying MgCl2. And then a chemical compound called glutamate for the umami, which is described as savoriness. And so E-Taste dispatches these chemicals in a gel format through the tab that extends from the device on your teeth to your tongue. An electromagnetic pump, how big is this thing, controls the delivery. And it's coordinated with a remote that research described as an Internet of Things approach. According to the study, the devices proved to be safe, versatile, and tunable, and resistant to any potential damage caused by biting, which is good since it rests on your teeth. So my question would be, how do you not swallow this thing? Because I actually was taking a look at it. It looks like it's about the size of your thumb, although it's a little bit flatter, which is weird. But at Ohio State, an engineer named Shulin Chen said about e-taste, potential applications include immersive gaming, online shopping, remote education, weight management, sensory testing, physical rehabilitation, and others. So, I mean, you can imagine the convenience of being able to taste something on a menu before you ordered it. And how about in the ice cream shop when that person wants 20 samples? Can I try butter brickle? Can I try Jamocha almond fudge? Ah, I'm going to jump off a bridge. You can't do that with steak or pasta. Well, maybe now you can. And so there are people talking about, well, for video games, the next time you play Mortal Kombat and Scorpion punches you in the mouth, you'll taste blood. So some very interesting scientific developments on the show today. All right, one other thing I wanted to get to as well before we go to a break here is the fact that Terminator 2 is getting a new video game. That's right, nearly 25 years later. And the game, if you think about it, I mean, we have not had a new movie in, what, 6 years? How many of these have we had now? Because we had Terminator, had TV games, and then the Terminator 2 Judgment Day. But what they're doing is this is developed by Xenocrisis and Final Vendetta creator Bitmap Bureau, Terminator 2D, No Fate. That's right, 2D. Retro-style side-scroller sees players inhabit Sarah Connor. You can be the T-800. You can be the adult John Connor also. So obviously, I'm a friend of Sarah Connor. I was told she was here. As Sarah, you're going to a lot of stealth, a lot of shooting your way through levels, trying to avoid the T-1000 and playing the T-800, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Black Plowman. That'll allow you to shoot and punch your way through anything in sight. And if you look at the trailer, part of the brawling will involve being a buck-naked Terminator as well. Remember, that's how he came down. So hopefully he doesn't turn around for full frontal. And then if you play as the grown John Connor, running back, that means running and gunning through all those. Well, of course, he's in the post-apocalyptic world, and they're trying to bring down Skynet once and for all. So as we've seen, T2 has been adapted for games a couple of times, and they're basically straight adaptations from the movie. But Bitmap said No Fate will adapt specific scenes from Terminator 2 and feature wholly original moments of its own. It'll also have multiple endings, which should encourage players to have a playthrough to see if humanity is saved or further doomed also, or extinguished, exterminated. And it depends on what you do. So Terminator 2, the movie, is 24 years old this year. And if the game comes out next year, then, of course, it would be pretty fitting for the 25th anniversary. And if not, there's always the modern era Terminator games out loud. You can play Resistance. You can play Survivors. Or remember, in Mortal Kombat 1, you can play as the T-1000 as well. So as it stands right now, Terminator 2D No Fate will release on September 5th for PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Bitmap says that it will release on some retro platforms in the future. What's funny about that, when you hear retro platform, you know what they're talking about? They're talking about the PS4 and the Xbox One. They're not going to be putting this on the 2600 or the Odyssey when they talk about a retro platform. They're talking about, I mean, that's kind of sad, but, you know, when the PS4 came out 2013, a system that debuted in 2013 is now a retro platform. But it's too good not to have it as well. So, and actually, wait a minute, it's only a 35, not 25, a 35 year. I got to get my things right there. And you might have seen also I think it was around September of last year, that James Cameron said that he was going to make some more Terminator movies, but then he also said he was going to make another Avatar. I need another Avatar, like a hole in the head. No offense to the Avatar series, but to me, that was, I called it Blue Ishtar. But for the games, I'm all for it. And they always say retro systems as well. There are a lot of people who never got their hands on a PS5. There are a lot of people who didn't get their hands on a PS4. There are people who still play on an Xbox 360. And there's nothing wrong with that. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll give away a game. Your calls as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tuttle, and this is The Video Game Review.
American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
The Video Game Review.
Rise.
All right, thank you for that. It is 40 after the hour, and Rick Tittle back with you. It's 40 after the hour, so it's time to give away a game, and the way you win the game is just by emailing me the answer to a very simple question I'm going to ask you in the second correct answer. We'll get the game. This game just came out on March 1st. It's called Screaming in the Basement. Yikes. You had me at Screaming in the Basement. This is for the PC, developed and published by Winter Bloom Games. Here's the blurb, quote, "The main character is Mike, an experienced journalist who always strives to uncover the truth. According to locals, restless souls inhabit this place, but this needs to be confirmed." What is this place? So tell me, is this a game that's scary, or is this a game about pets with a Z? Just let me know the answer. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will win Screaming in the Basement for the PC, available from Winter Bloom Games, published and distributed. And a little bit later this segment, I'll tell you the other new games that are out this week. And remember, when you get new games and then older games go down the shelf and then theoretically they get cheaper, right? Right. what's this thing on? It's funny, like over the years I'll say something and I'm not a comedian, obviously, but if I say something I think is funny, there's no immediate feedback, and it could take literally 3 years later. So I'm like, I remember one time you, I'm like, oh, did I say that? Yeah, I thought it was funny. I'm like, oh, that is funny. Thanks. All right. Now, this is pretty good talk show fodder, and I usually don't like to lean on talk show fodder, but I was interested in this, and it's just an online list. Now, I've noticed, especially in sports, there's always a recency bias. You know, this player from 2 weeks ago is the greatest of all time. Everybody before him stinks. We were talking the other day about hardest games on a certain system, and I thought the guy missed at least, or gal who wrote it, missed at least five games because all the games were very easy. In other words, I think everyone who writes articles online is 17 or 18 years old. But that's not necessarily true. And Microsoft writer Jake Valentine, I thought this was good, 10 worst games of the last decade. Now, when I hear the last decade, I don't think he means 2010 to 2020. I think he means of the last 10 years. But however, he has it. I mean, we've seen some amazing games, right? Baldur's Gate 3, Elden Ring, Tears of the Kingdom. I mean, it goes on and on. But he got together and got some votes on Open Critic. And how's that for a name? This is the Open Critic. Open for business. And I just like to get your reaction to the 10. He starts off with Warcraft 3. Reforged. And, you know, whenever you have one of the best RTS games ever, you think, how could you screw it up? And I know they put a lot of times on those HD cutscenes, the cinematics, but there were a lot of features that were promised by Blizzard, and it was plagued with so many bugs and technical issues that they finally just refunded everybody. So I can see that. He also has Redfall. That was an Xbox exclusive on the S and X and PC, so I should say, Microsoft. That ran on Unreal Engine 4. And it was the first Bethesda exclusive after Microsoft bought them. And so they were under a lot of pressure. And so Arkane Studios, who made Prey, who made the Dishonored franchise, they're supposed to make a looter shooter, and it was devoid of all personality. A lot of people were optimistic about it. As soon as they started playing it, the optimism vanished because Redfall was very, very bland, and it had a lot of bugs as well. And he got that on the list. Now, here's one that I never heard of. It's called Balan Wonderworld. And this was on every platform. It was released in March of 2021 from Square Enix. I don't remember Balan Wonderworld. But he said it was nothing redeeming about its gameplay or its characters. All right, well, enough said. Lord of the Rings Gollum. And this was on all the systems as well, except for the Switch, another Unreal 4. And, I mean, on the one hand, you can say, oh, what a rich, like, carpet, or rug, I should say, that you've thrown out on the bed, all the different twists and turns you can do with Gollum. But then otherwise, people say, well, why would we want a Gollum game? Daedalic Entertainment, or Daedalic. It should be Daedalic because I remember it. Not Daedalic, but Daedalic. So Daedalic. I remember my Daedalic hammer in Skyrim was fresh. But they developed a game, and they ended up apologizing because they said they thought a point-and-click adventure would be cool. But then they said they couldn't do anything more because the budget was limited. You know what we don't want to hear as consumers? Excuses. That's like in the 70s when it was very easy for Japan to overtake our auto industry because everybody just started mailing it in. And I knew someone who worked on the assembly line in Detroit for Ford. And he said, if you have a call or you have to go to the bathroom and the car goes by the assembly line and you're not there to put in the piece, they don't put it in. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I was putting in the cigarette lighter, and if I got a call from somebody or I had to go to the bathroom, like 20 cars went by, they just didn't get cigarette lighters. In other words, we don't want to hear any excuses. Oh, why did the game suck? Well, we didn't have a lot of money. Then don't put it out. Don't put the game out. Another one on the list, worst games of the last decade, Babylon's Fall. This was just PS4, PS5, and the PC. And you think about platinum games and some of the games they did before, like Nier, Automata, that was a good game. But it just looked like a third-rate show, antiquated visuals, poor pacing, and extremely confusing, which wasn't great. He's got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5. Okay, well, what was wrong with Pro Skater 5? After nearly 20 years, and you think, we're getting a proper game. No gimmicks, no over-the-top presentation, just the basics. And they made Pro Skater 5 very quickly before Activision's licensing deal with Tony Hawk would end. And they rushed it out the door. There was no time to refine controls and gameplay. All the bugs you've ever seen. Now, I remember years ago, I gave away a Tony Hawk literal peripheral controller. It was a skateboard with no wheels on it. And that thing never worked. It did not work. got Alone in the Dark Illumination that came out in 2015 from Atari. It ran on the PC. Alone in the Dark was a great CD-ROM franchise back in the day, in the 90s. But I don't know if anybody's ever made as good as one as the first one. And Illumination is supposed to be the worst of the bunch. Umbrella Core. I was actually excited about Umbrella Core, and that's like a 9-year-old game now, because Capcom, Captain Commando, they were making it for the PS4, the PC. And this was, you know, the kind of multiplayer shooter that everybody, in a way, it's like, it's going to be like Resident Evil. And I'm like, well, why does it look more like Killzone? And so it stunk. He also has eFootball 2002. And I remember seeing that game, and it showed Lionel Messi's head. And I thought, wow, that is the worst graphics I've ever seen. But they didn't have a deal like FIFA. They didn't have a deal like Pro Evo. And it was horrifying. One more game, and this game just came out, shoot, like December 2023, the day before. That was an open world zombie game from Mytona, played on the PC. And people were very skeptical about a type of MMO like that. And I like the review: hollow, non-functioning, limited, and then Steam dropped it. It's not good. All right. Let's get to the upcoming games. Freddy Farmer on the PC. Age of Mythology Retold on the PS5. How about this? Baby T-Rex on the Game Boy. A new game for the Game Boy. I'm not lying. Carmen Sandiego. Wow. Back from the 90s. PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and Switch. Everhood 2, Switch and PC. Lilac Zero on the PC. Merchants of Rosewall on the PC. 2 Point Museum, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. War Robots Frontiers on all the big systems except the Switch. Crazy Eights Card Games, that's on the PC. Do No Harm, it's also on the PC, as is Dragonkin The Banished. I almost said Eldorado. Eldorado Creatures Shadowfall. Once again, one word. Eldorado Creatures Shadowfall. PC, Switch, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Ever 17, Never 7, Double Pack, PS4, Switch, PC. Ever 17, Infinity Remaster, Switch, PS4, PC. About as anime as you can get. Frag Punk, PS1, Xbox Series X and S, PC, and PS5. Hordes of Hunger. It's like a sword zombie game on the PC. Another PC game, Memory Lost. And speaking of the T2000, the T1000, it looks like that, kind of a ripoff. Also, Sorry We're Closed. This is on all the systems except the PC. Split Fiction is Xbox Series X and S, PC, and PS5. The Sims 4 Business and Hobbies Expansion Pack, Xbox Series X and S, PC, and PS4. And finally, Tropico 6 Return to Nature on all the systems except the Nintendo Switch. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Bio.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's the time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This is from Xerxes. I like it. Persian Empire. Xerxes says, Rick, I know there's a code in Kid Icarus that will give me God mode. What is it? I mean, Kid Icarus, we're going back to the 80s on the NES. I like it. It's not a god mode, but it does give you the final level with invincibility. And Kid Icarus is a tough game. And I think a lot of people who played it never even saw the final level. But with this password, I think you will. Because if you put in this password, not only are you invincible, but you go directly to the final level. Okay? Okay. Go to the password screen and you put in four words. All caps. Kid Icarus. Kid Icarus. Once again, one word, all caps. Kid. KID. Then Icarus. ICARUS. Look at the box. You got it. Then same thing again. Kid. Space Icarus. You put in those four words, you'll go right to the end, and you'll be invincible. I'm here for you. I'm here for you throughout the week as well. You don't have to wait for the show. Just email me at your leisure at rick@sportsbyline.com. And we'll see you next week right here on the Video Game Review, y'all.